Apologies for the background noise. I don't know who's trying to escape from the UN prison somewhere, I think. Sounds like they're digging with a spoon or something. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, before we go back to the hybrid point, just returning to the language point, as I mentioned, it will be very difficult to have this pass because I know that other working parties that are global in nature have had this turned down in the past. Okay, so we will put the request in. I am sure the Working Party on Rail Transport will also support the request and forward it to ITC, but I don't know the outcome. What I will say to add to that is that there is the possibility of member states, of other entities to finance the translation of documents into one or more languages. This has happened before, and it is something that can be done on an ad hoc nature, for example, for only the model rules, or on a more permanent or semi-permanent nature for ongoing documentation. So please also consider that as an option going forward. I think it is good that we ask ITC for this. But I want to manage expectations on that because we have had lots of been turned down quite a lot in the past on this request. In terms of the hybrid participation, I have had quite a number of emails over the past 2-3 weeks saying that people, because they had to travel from very far away, they were not able to identify the budget in their national authorities to make the journey to Geneva. And so have requested if there was the ability to participate in a hybrid manner. Unfortunately, as I discussed yesterday, the only thing we managed to do was do this live stream, which is in fact only an audio stream. It's not even a video stream. So I think it would be positive to have the possibility for hybrid participation where it is allowed and where we can get the approval of the Inland Transport Committee. The caveat I say to that is, and this is very important, our rules of procedure clearly state that if we are ever to vote on something here or even at the Working Party on Rail Transport in relation to the model rules, only those present in the room are able to vote. So if you participate online, you obviously and can interact online with all the interpretation, etc. You can talk about things, you can raise issues, you can of course comment as much as you want on the documents, but if it gets down to an individual vote, if you are online, you will not be able to vote. You would, as a member state, of course, you would, of course, be able to ring up your mission here in Geneva and say you need to go quickly to room X because there's a vote and I want you to vote X. Absolutely. But it is very important that you have in the that you understand that in the hybrid meetings you have access to all the discussions, but you are not able to vote if there is a need for a vote, or in terms of elections if there is a need to elect somebody through a voting process. But obviously, it helps significantly being able to participate actively online. It is obviously much better, and I think, and I mentioned this as well, that people are here in person. Because, as you have seen also in the past couple of days, we have lots of excellent discussions on the microphone, but there are also some, how can I call it, negotiations that go on off the microphones. And this is fundamental to the practices of the workings of the UN. And I can honestly say that we have had, during the COVID period, we had lots of trouble with many of our working party meetings because we were not able to come to an agreement. Member states were not able to come to agreement on certain issues because they didn't have the opportunity to turn off the microphones, have a 5-minute break, and see if a solution can be found. So the in-person format is the best format for our meetings. But for those who are not able to participate and who need to listen in and refer what is going on in this meeting, it is important that we also have a hybrid possibility as a backup option, let's say. Again, this is a budgetary issue, and we will need to see if it is passed by ITC, but I have no problem in and no objection to having it written in the report as a request that goes to the working party. Sorry for the long and complicated explanation.